joining us this morning to talk about a very special giveaway, a prom dress giveaway, is Sandra Ballard. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. I see prom dress giveaway. This is exciting for some young ladies. Explain the process or how this program that you're involved with came about.
Well, it came about, unfortunately, because my mother passed away in 2013. So we decided to start a foundation in her honor. And we do a lot of things around the community. She made a great impact on the community. So we decided to come up with some ways to give back to the community. And we know that prom is extremely expensive. And so we decided to do a prom dress giveaway.
And is this the your first go-round with something like this?
This is our third.
Okay.
This is our third prom dress giveaway. Last year we had about 68 young ladies come in. So this year we're hoping to have even more.
And where do these dresses come from?
The dresses are donated to us by people in the community. They are slightly used. Some are new. We give away shoes, accessories, jewelry, purses, earrings, gift cards. We try to give away everything. We give away flowers. We have some beauticians that give away hairstyles. So we try to make it a whole inclusive thing.
Sandra, have you been surprised by a donation, perhaps a dress that was quite old but in wonderful shape?
Oh, yes, yes. We get a lot of those dresses that some people say, oh, I wore this when I went to the prom, and they're great. We also get new dresses. Last year, we had a dress that was worth about $500. Someone purchased it at a discounted price and gave it to us brand new.
Well, that's wonderful. And I also suppose with a lot of times with prom dresses, and I'm kind of going through that at the moment. My daughter is a senior, so she did a junior, junior and a senior. So these sort of things, you know, you kind of understand the cost that's kind of involved in something like this. What's the process now for somebody, young lady who's coming to pick out a dress? How does that take place?
Well, you just show up at Greater Victory Christian Ministries, 559 Reed Avenue in Lorain. Friday, April 6th from 6 to 9 p.m., Saturday the 7th from 10 to 4, and all you need is your high school ID.
Now, is there a mad dash for dresses? I've seen sometimes when there's a lot of girls and there's also dresses involved, they all seem to gravitate towards the same one.
Well, a couple years ago we had that, but so far we have about 200 dresses, so we have a nice amount for people to look at, and we try to have a personal shopper with them as well to kind of guide them, you know, what color do you want, what size do you wear. So we try to make it, you know, a little less crowded.
Less stressful, but more, but I like that fancy, you have sort of like that the hands-on shopper to help them decide.
Yes.
Because I know that when you go dress shopping, it's not, even if, you know, if you have the money when you're going out dress shopping, you're kind of, there must be another one, or is this the one that I like, or
right,
how does it look on me? And then you look at one, I've seen the ones where you're in the, you have another girl that might be trying on a dress, and you're looking at that one, you're thinking, that one would, I would look pretty good in that one, and
you're
working on that. So about how many dresses are going to be available this year? Do you have a count?
We have about 200 dresses.
Well, that's quite a lot, and again, this is coming up Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th at Greater Victory Christian Ministries. If people have dresses, they're thinking, who's going to wear this one again, and what do they want to do with it? How do they go about making the donation if they do have a dress for you?
Well, they can give me a call at 440-670-3517. That's 440-670-3517. Or they can drop the dresses off at 1505 Kansas Avenue in Lorain, Monday through Friday, 12 to 3, or Saturday, 9 to 12.
And so that sounds pretty easy for them to do that. So whether they have a dress to drop off, or if they have a young lady who's looking to participate in the school prom, but thinking that maybe the funds aren't really there, this is an opportunity for them to still be able to enjoy that activity and not feel excluded.
Exactly.
Sandra, we want to thank you for the time this morning for sharing to get the information out. And again, it's Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th, Greater Victory Christian Ministries on Reed Avenue in Lorain. Sandra, thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.